everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Hug and Lowdown.
Civil Wilt.
Happy Friday, Hug.
And J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
The most interesting mofos on radio. How are you, Dos Equis, doing this Friday morning? Everybody good?
Everybody's good.
Nobody got cramps?
No.
The AC in the studio work?
It's all good.
Okay, let's count down these contenders. Contender number one, Tom Joyner.
What?
Okay, Tom, when I asked you what team you were jinxing yesterday, I had no idea you would take it to a whole nother level. You put the whammy on Miami last night against San Antonio. First, the AC wasn't working, and that Bron clamping? That's two shiggities. You may very well be the Tony Romo of radio. They have a new saying in San Antonio, Silver, because of Tom. If you can't stand the heat, turn the AC off in the kitchen. Contender number two to San Antonio Spurs. Come on, San Antonio. How the hell all of a sudden your AC doesn't work? Mm-hmm. There wasn't no any spur of the moment, shiggity. AC went out like they were in church overflow. But I think they found LeBron James' kryptonite. Contender number three, LeBron James. Come on, Bron. How the hell are you the greatest basketball player in the NBA? And you get overheated like a Ford Tornado. Catch a cramp and leave the game. Hell, all the greats play through ailments. Jordan, Kobe, even Monica Lewinsky had cramps. She still stayed in the game and got the job done. Now LeBron's ready for game two. He's already bought $1,000 worth of those little beanie hats with the propeller on them to keep. And he's got one of them. He got Lance Stevenson on FaceTime cooling him off, y'all. Contender number four, J. Anthony Brown, for calling a baseball uniform a baseball outfit. I guess you call football jerseys dashikis, huh, Jay? Contender number five, Ray J, one of Jay Brown's co-stars, who Jay's been mentoring back when he was dating black women. So that was a long time, brother. Anyway, Ray J got popped by the popo for cutting up at a hotel in L.A. When they put him in the back of the police car, he kicked out the window. Now, how the maneuver and mustered up them little legs to kick out the window is black.
That phone.
Bama?
Can y'all hear me?
Now I can.
On the wait, there's more. He spit on the police.
Yeah.
I guess he learned something from Kim after all. Contender number six, me, for that phone app I just did right there.
Yeah, man.
And Ruby D. That's all I need to say. Contender number seven, Donald Sterling. The senile owner of the Clippers who went to a black church. Shoot, had he known Pastor Jamal Brown would be doing a sermon about hoes being loyal, he'd have flown to Baltimore, y'all. Justin Bieber, you are the Bama of the week. You're getting too many passes for anybody not to be kicking your look. Now, if another N-word video surfaced, y'all, I mean, Silver, he was dropping more N's than a non-octogenarian eating a banana in Nantucket.